from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers agree that the Iran nuclear deal will contribute to the region's security once it is fully implemented. He said the two sides also agreed to establish working groups that would seek to expand regional security through cooperation on issues including intelligence sharing, special forces training, and maritime security. Appearing with Kerry, Qatari Foreign Minister Khaled Al-Attari offered a cautious endorsement of the Iran nuclear agreement, calling it the best option. U.S. President Barack Obama is set to unveil new regulations Monday aimed at cutting carbon pollution that comes from the nation's power plants. Mr. Obama's Clean Power Plan would reduce reliance on coal-fired electricity and move towards renewable energy. The goal is for plants to reduce their carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by the year 2030. The president said in a video posted early Sunday that the climate is changing and that the issue is not a problem for another generation.
It's changing in ways that threaten our economy, our security, and our health. This isn't opinion, it's fact, backed up by decades of carefully collected data and overwhelming scientific consensus. And it has serious implications for the way that we live now.
He cited hot summers, higher sea levels, and more frequent extreme weather, calling them disasters that are more expensive and dangerous. Legal challenges to the regulations are expected from as many as 25 states, and the cases are likely to end up before the U.S. Supreme Court. Power companies have been converting their energy generation away from coal and increasingly rely on natural gas and renewable sources. This is VOA News.